Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And it's back to school season. And one of the coolest things about GTE Financial is the GTE Financial Foundation. They do a great job every year, give out a lot of money to young people that are going to school in our area. And we're so, so glad to be joined by one of those fortunate young students. His name is Sean Zamani. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you. Our studio audience has never received a scholarship of any kind. They are not the swiftest bunch of folks, but they're very, very good at clapping. Very, very good at clapping. Hey, man, so tell us about you, where you go to school, what you're majoring in. Tell us about Sean.
Sure. So my name is Sean Zamani, and I am a student at the University of South Florida, Go Bulls, where I passionately study public health with a focus on global health. Before University of South Florida, I went to Hillsborough Community College, so Go Hawks again, and actually today is my second day on the new campus.
That's awesome. That is great. I saw the picture, I think it was on Facebook or one of the social media sites, and you and I were talking in the pre-show about, you know, a lot of young people, a lot of students, they always talk about the cost of college, and that's something that everybody is concerned about.
And yet,
you know, it's nice. Scholarships are cool. You don't have to pay those back. That's not going to be part of your post-educational debt. How is it going to help you in school?
It's going to help me in three ways. First of all, it's going to help me by not making me take on more student debt. So I think that's the number one priority. And then it will help me allocate more time to community service and volunteership and leadership rather than just working and trying to keep up with the cost of attendance at the university. And then the third thing that it will help me with is just, you know, study abroad. I wanted to do study abroad. I really never
Now that's
had the
cool.
Fun
I hadn't even thought about
the past
that.
Couple of years. Yeah. Yep. So
I hadn't
with
even thought
the help
about that.
The scholarship, I can, you know, allocate some funds to study abroad, and I always wanted to do study abroad. So this is an awesome opportunity. I mean, awesome, awesome opportunity.
Well,
I
told you in the pre-show that one year, my last year in college, my senior year, I qualified for a Pell Grant. Like a scholarship,
That's
you don't have to pay that back. It's just money that you get for living,
That's
and they give you a check. And I told you, and you said you're going to use this money to go out and do community service. I told you I used my money to go out and buy a set of golf clubs. So you're clearly a much better human being when it comes to the interests of your fellow human beings than I'll ever be. That's awesome. That is great. I hadn't even thought about the travel angle. It's cool, right? GTE Financial, they have a big footprint here in the Tampa area. And it must mean a lot to your generation to know that, you know, it's not a bank, it's a credit union, they're not for profit, and they take the money that they earn on loans and stuff like that, and they do give a lot of it back to the community. How cool is it to have GTE Financial in the neighborhood?
Well, first of all, GTE Financial is the frontier of reaching out to the millennial generation, in my opinion. They've done a fantastic job in doing that, and I think in our community, they are a leader of caring about the community. GTE just goes beyond money and profit. They care about the prosperity and bringing and helping people and bringing businesses that prosperity for the future. So when I started banking with GTE about 4 years ago, I felt that I was in an institution that cared more about me being a person rather than just a bunch of bank accounts. And I think that's what really makes people connect to GTE and GTE connect to the community is by having that relationship with our community. It's really cool. You know, GTE has so many new gadgets and features that really connect with our generation. They have multiple online banking accounts, and they are just I think, launching their 3D branch online.
They have it.
Might have
it's actually
they already have it.
It's actually it's already available. It is a fascinating place. And what I love about GT Financial is they treat it like a laboratory. They bring in young people every year. I think it was an intern that actually built or helped build the 3D site. So, well, that's awesome,
man.
Listen, I wanted to thank you so much. I know it's a busy time of year for you getting back to school. I'm fascinated by how your generation finds out about brands and looks into things and how you live your life each and every day, not just transactional banking. So I was so super excited to get a chance to visit with you. But we always end on just kind of a non-banking, non-marketing question. And I wanted to ask you two questions. The first one is, well, three questions. Do you play video games at all?
You know, I used to. I don't now.
Okay, you don't. I was gonna ask you, are you more of an Xbox person or a PlayStation person?
I would say Xbox. My buddies
I think the world is divided into two camps, PlayStation and Xbox, and I'm in the PlayStation camp. Okay, I was just curious. All right.
The last question
we always ask everybody is, what was the last song that you listened to?
Oh, this was actually this morning driving to school. I listened to Self Control by Frank Ocean. His new album is out, so
all
I had to listen to it.
I'm 48 years old, and as usual, you just mentioned a song and an artist I've never heard of, but that's fine. I'm glad you were listening. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But it always makes my point, folks, that I tell this to credit unions all the time. Nobody wakes up to, nobody works out to, nobody drives to work to watching a PowerPoint presentation. It's all about music. And so that is great, great, great. Sean, best of luck to you. We wish you peace and prosperity in your future as a young man and a professional. His name is Sean Samani. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Awesome interview. Awesome, awesome interview.
Yep, yep.
I'm sorry. I told him 4 or 5 minutes, and he just kept saying such great stuff. I didn't want to cut him off. Hey, folks, look, we come to work every day, and we treat our members the right way, and we put out loans, and we do things that allow us to make some money, but we are always, always, always focused on giving all of it back to the community and the member owners of GTE Financial. And you just heard, I had never thought about using a scholarship to travel abroad. That's great, great. I took my son this summer. He's going into his sophomore year, starting today, as a matter of fact. I took him to where I went to school, at the University of Texas at San Antonio, and my wife, we met there. I showed him exactly where my wife and I first saw each other, which was kind of cool. It's like, hey, man, here's where you started. There were lots of posters and stuff up for traveling abroad and studying abroad. So anyway, this is what happens when we continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's keep doing that. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Let's keep engaging Generation Next. I think we do a better job than any other credit union in the country, and let's be in business forever. My name is Jason Dyson. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all. Bye.